Baby? Baby? Why are you awake? Oh, come on. Come over here. Yeah, just like that. Let me wrap my arms around you. Can't sleep, huh? Ugh. That can be a bitch sometimes. Oh, you're so warm. Yeah. Yeah, you get to be the little spoon for once. Let's see. How are we gonna get you to sleep again? Actually, I just woke up from a pretty good dream. You want to hear it? Yeah? Okay. Let's see. How did it start? I was with my family for some sort of holiday. I think it was my birthday or Easter. I don't know. Anyway, there was this huge field. My cousins and I were all running around in it. The grass was like bright, bright green. The sky was, it was around dusk. And there were fireflies everywhere. It was beautiful. It was like idyllic, you know? Yeah. In the middle of the field, there was this like big clock tower. But it didn't just have a clock, it had like some sort of moon cycle calendar too. It was this big orb, and it would spin inside of another big orb to show the shape of the moon that night. It was absolutely enormous. It was bigger than a car. It was amazing. And it was golden, and it looked like it had been freshly shined. Anyway, we were all running around in this field, singing songs and waiting for the sun to set so the real moon would come out and reflect off the orb. Something special was supposed to happen. Suddenly, this group of guys appeared in the distance, and they were walking towards us. When they got to us, they claimed that it was their family who owned the clock tower and the moon calendar, and not ours. We were about to fight each other, like, fist fight, hardcore. And then we both remembered that we still had our contracts from when we bought the land. We realized that there must have been some sort of misunderstanding, because we both had legal contracts that were legitimate. The rest of the dream was just us admiring each other's pens that we had used to sign the contract, and sitting on a hill waiting for the moon to rise so that we could see what would happen when the moonlight touched the orb. Sort of anticlimactic ending, huh? Huh? And you're asleep. Good night, my love. Sweet dreams.